Good morning, church.
Good morning, Brother Charles.
You know, sometimes I like to drive around in the car with no radio on, completely silent. And most Sunday mornings we have music here playing just before. But it's also sometimes just to be nice just to be silent and pray and meditate upon what we're going to do here. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, we have songs to sing here this morning. Songs that were written by faithful men and women who were inspired by the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, now as we come to you in spirit and in truth, Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Striving faith.
faith and loyalty. Are you able to remember when a thief lifts up his eyes, that his pardoned soul is worthy of a place in paradise? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold and make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able when the shadows close around you with the song, to believe that spirit triumphs, to commend your soul to God? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able? Still the Master whispers down eternity, and heroic spirits answer now as then in Galilee.
One of those reflective songs. Are you able?
Amen.
And then the thing happens. Are you able? And the chorus always starts out with, Lord, we are able. Amen.
My first love, forgiveness I receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Child can face uncertain days because he lives. soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you, Lord.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His own is covenant, His blood, so sound. Oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, all this to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
I like verse 3. It says, His oath, His covenant, His blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. Because there will be times when, can I use this term, we get pressure washed and everything around us just gets blasted away. The solid rock will remain underneath us. But, you know, He's there with us. And it says, when all around my soul gives way, it's when you've lost, when you're losing everything, you've lost everything. Imagine, you know, Job, for instance, he had everything. He lost it all. And his wife, we kind of criticize her and we say, you know, well, she says, curse God and die, but she was a miserable woman. She experienced a lot of loss. But Job would not do that. He knew that God was supporting, undergirding him. He didn't necessarily understand it, but his soul was giving away, and then he placed everything, his hope, his stay, on the solid rock.
Shouting victory.
their song of sweetest praise dripped back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen.
That applies personally. It applies to us as a church. It applies to us as a nation. It's a lot of things. Unto thee, O Lord, do we lift up our soul.
Describe it, where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater more than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace at heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, broken like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Indeed,
the
wonderful grace of Jesus. In the second half of the chorus, it says, broader than the scope of my transgressions. Isn't that nice?
Amen.
Just like it says in Psalms, you know, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. There isn't a single thing that we can do right now. Taking the mark of the beast later, yes. But right now, there's not a single thing that you can do that he will not forgive.
Amen.
Wonderful grace of Jesus.
And my rock, tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear his love I safely hide? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Think about that. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Should I fear personal injury? Should we fear the hype of the swine flu? Should we fear? I mean, should we fear? And the question is just, you know, why? Why would I even be afraid? Because I have the God of creation who's upholding me. He's putting power into me. He's holding everything together. The very atoms, the chairs, the floor, everything that we're standing on right now. He's in control. Total control. Let's sing this one more time.
Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? should I fear? His love might save me high. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. And my rock, tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. What a privilege it is, O Lord, to trust and obey. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Oh, we bless you. We thank you and love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Why angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, for God was rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, it is God that girded us with strength and makes our way perfect. Oh, he makes our feet like hinds' feet. He seateth us upon our high places. Hallelujah. O Lord, by thee we have run through a troop. By our God we have jumped through the wall. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, what a great promise that is. Oh, then why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Why should we fear when in his love we safely hide? And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are strength, you are refuge, oh, you are strength, you are the present help in trouble. Wherefore, we're not going to fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, and though the mountains are shaken with the swelling thereof. Oh, what should we fear when the Lord is on our side? And we want to thank you today that we can trust in you. We can trust and obey. And lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God, that you are faithful. What you promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you today for meeting every need in this body. Thank you, Lord, for bringing a change about us. Thank you for victory in this body of believers. And we bless you and thank you, Lord. Thank you for increasing the anointing. Increase your power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever happened in the upper room 2,000 years ago, let it happen in this upper room, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we trust in you, Lord, that you will fulfill the desires of our hearts. And we want to thank you. And praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you have in store for this body of believers. And we bless you and thank you. Oh, Lord, we've been blessed many ways. Oh, Lord, and today we want to bless you by our tithes and offerings. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you put in our hearts in each and every heart to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for meeting every need in this body, in this church, in each and every person here. Thank you for supplying all our needs. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, no matter how much we give, we can never outgive you. Oh, we can never outgive you. As we give, it's always going to come. And more is going to come. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. Oh, but we don't want to give because of what we are going to receive. We give with all our heart. And we give unconditionally, and we thank you today, O Lord, for giving us the victory. We pray, O Lord, that you touch the pastor, give him the anointing. O Lord, give him the direction. And we thank you, O Lord, for giving him the freedom to preach and teach. And whatever, O Lord, needs, O Lord, let it come out with power, we pray, and reach us, O Lord, and take heed, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and apply it in our lives, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, for the anointing, everyone that gives a testimony today. And thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified also with our testimonies. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. We're going to have some testimonies. Okay, Satiris, you got a testimony?
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us. That, oh Lord, this testimony that we'll share, it will touch the hearts. And it will be made very clear. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay. He's letting me start. Last Thursday, we went to San Francisco. And this is trusting the Holy Spirit. And he came through with his perfect timing. We got here 2 minutes before the music started when I have to sing with Bob Cadle. And he's here today. And we thank you, Lord. But it was just wonderful, the timing to trust him and not get nervous through the traffic and all that. And it was just beautiful. And it was all of the Lord, everything.
I know this family now for years. I used to sell to them, buy from them, and we still do, actually. And couple of years ago, they told me about one of the brother that had cancer, and I offered to go and pray with him and pray that God will heal him. But he recovered from that, and he didn't have the problem anymore. So one of the brothers we have more close, he lives in El Dorado Hills, although they have the business in San Francisco. He lives up here, and every time, sometimes he wanted to make a delivery, he stopped at the house. And it was wonderful that one day he accepted Christ. He's Catholic, he's still the devout Catholic, but he gave his heart to Christ, and it was such a great conversion the time that he accepted Christ. And I encourage him to come and visit us and see the difference. I haven't been able to convince him to come. So we were talking a few days last week, and he told me again about his brother, that again the cancer came, and he was going through chemotherapy. And so I said, well, the offer still stands. I can come down and pray for him, and God is able to heal him. So sure enough, he says, okay, let's do it on Thursday. After work, I finish. This guy, he goes to work 12 o'clock at night. He is in a produce business. And by 11 o'clock the next day, he's over. And he says, you come around 11 to 12 o'clock and we can go to my brother's and pray for him. So that's what we did. We went there and we met him at his warehouse. He took us there before he, as a matter of fact, he was nice enough, took us for lunch. And we had a good time. So we went over to the house. And started talking, getting to know each other. And it's wonderful what God did. I started giving him some of my testimony, how God, after I had a heart attack, that how God preserved me, how God made, he gave me a speed recovery and all this. And then I said to him that God can do a miracle in your life. But the most important thing is to get to know him, to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And he's able to heal you, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask. And so they all gathered there, his wife, himself, and the other brother, the one that took us there. He was sitting there with us. He was falling asleep, but he was trying to stay there and listen. He didn't want to miss anything out of the conversation and the prayers that we had. Eventually, the man gave his heart to Christ. Not him, but his wife together, and also Salim, the guy that I knew well. He prayed the sinner's prayer as well. And then we pray for healing. we share a lot of things. I mean, I can't remember everything, but it was so wonderful how the God moved, gave us the anointing, gave us the power. He gave us the words. He filled our mouth with His words. We didn't have to prepare anything. We didn't have to premeditate about anything. We were sure that God is going to do it. Amen. He's going to fill our mouth with His words. And that's how it went. It went very successfully. And I'll let Joanne share the rest, whatever I missed.
And after the parents accepted Jesus, they told us about Zacharias. They have a 16-year-old son that's autistic, and he has a language. And when he came in, and the mother kept saying, he won't do this, he won't do this. And he came in, he sat down, and he very loudly accepted Jesus into his heart, saying the sinner's prayer. It was beautiful. And when he was through, then I witnessed my healing by colon cancer and told about spiritual roots of disease. And so we're encouraging them to come here when they visit El Dorado Hills to come and find out more about the healing process and giving everything up to Jesus. And so we're just praying that Jesus Christ is going to move heavily on this family. There's one other brother that hasn't been saved yet, 3 out of 4. And so we're trusting Jesus to bring him into the kingdom too, and that we have access to him. And it was just awesome how God moved. And we just sat there and it flowed out and they received it. He had them ready. You don't have to sit there and worry, are they going to say the sinner's prayer or not? He had them ready. God had them ready. And it was beautiful. And then when we came home on Friday, PG&E had to come and turn on our heat because the pilot light blew out with the wind. And so on the day it stormed, we didn't have any heat and I didn't get cold. I just turned on the oven once an hour, about 10 to 15 minutes, and that was it. And so I'll let Soteris tell about Ben.
So we started talking about religion to him, and he didn't believe anything. But then we asked him, would you like us to pray a prayer for you? And he really said yes and prayed the prayer, and then we explained him all the things about salvation and everything, and that God is our only source, and God can make things happen in our lives. And he was very sweet-spirited, and he said yes, and he prayed the sinner's prayer and accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. Then we invited him to come to church. Everywhere we go, anyone we witness, we always give the card, and we always invite them to come, no matter how far away they live. And so Ben accepted Christ, and if he didn't come today, he's going to come another Sunday. We believe that he will. Now a little bit more I want to add about when we pray with Zachariah. I said, now, Zachariah, you're a child of God. He says, no, I'm not a child. So I corrected myself and I said, well, your father is a child of God. I'm a child of God. And we all children of God, I said. So he started understanding. He thought that I was calling him a child because of the impairment that he had. And so it was cute to hear that. I mean, so we left rejoice in that place, and we still rejoice in God saved those souls, and God can do great and mighty things in that family. So we praise God for that. He was the one that directed us every step of the way. Amen.
You know, in those songs that we sang, I like that one line in there that said, saved to the uttermost. I like that. Something interesting, this is just a little something I noticed as I was walking this morning. You know, you see a lot more when you walk through town than when you drive through town. And so I'm walking along, and that's when I get a lot of good prayer in. And I walk by this steel compartment thing, just sitting along in front of this gas station. And it's one of those boxes for donating clothes, you know, or stuff like that, you know, like the Goodwill. And so I walked on by, you know, and then I thought, well, if I ever want to donate, I could put some stuff in there. Then I turned around. For some reason, I just thought, well, there's a sign on the side. So I decided I'd go back and look at the sign. And so normally I wouldn't do that, but I turned around and looked at the sign, and it says, I'm trying to think exactly. It said, Gaia. And it was association or something like that. Yes, our Gaia Earth Project. Yeah, then it said, the living Earth. And then I thought to myself, you know, that used to be the Salvation Army had their box out there, I believe, you know. But it just reiterated in my mind that from every angle, you know, Satan is working. And we don't worship. Gaia means earth worship. And we don't worship the earth. We live on the earth. So, was there any more testimonies this morning? Okay, come on up.
Whatsoever thy hand bindeth to do, do it with all thy might.
Shine.
Shine, shine, shine. Let the light of Jesus shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let the light of Jesus shine. Every day, let the light of Jesus shine. Every day, let the light of Jesus shine. Work or play, let the light of Jesus shine. Work or play, let the light of Jesus shine. Day or night, let the light of Jesus shine. Day or night, let the light of Jesus shine.
You
are the light, you are the light, you are the light of the Lord, let it shine. You are the light of the Lord.
Amen. Give a testimony about your neighbor.
Yesterday I was playing and I was waiting for my neighbor, and when they came, well, I usually meet them, and when they came, they had a Halloween outfit, and I said, "Uh-oh, something's wrong." And I says to them,
they said, "What are you going to wear?
What are you going to wear? What are you going to be for Halloween?" I says, "Nothing. I worship God." And they keep saying it. And then I says to them, "Do you know God who made the blind to see and the lame to walk?" And he says, "Yeah." But I still believe in God, even though I have an outfit. And I said, "Uh-oh," again.
Amen. Amen. Every day, work or play, day or night, you are the light. So shine. I have a news announcement about Pyrex. It's Corning used to make this kitchen product. If you're planning on buying one for this Thanksgiving, do not buy the made in China ones, because they explode in the oven or in your hands. Only buy the old ones, the ones that are made in USA. Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, Pastor John preached about envy and jealousy. So I have a little story to tell you. There was this, you know, in the old days, the holy people would go out of their way to avoid women, even though they're dressed as they were with so much clothing anyway. You know, it's all this temptation and deceiveness. So anyway, this holy man was walking outskirts of town to another side of town, and these three little devils were trying to tempt him and persuade him to do evil, but they weren't having any luck. So then the main devil was walking by, going to and fro. So he told them, says, "Oh, you guys are not going about it the right way." So he leaned over to the holy man's ear, and he whispered in his ear, and he said that his brother just became a bishop. So the holy man started turning green with envy and steam coming out of his head. And so just a word of caution, before you leave home, put the armor of God before you leave home. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Any more testimonies? Okay. Pastor John.
Praise God and good morning. We're going to have some prayer time. And I'm going to read. We only have two today here. And the first one is from Spain. And this is a gentleman in Spain. We're not going to give his name. And he simply wrote this. The Spanish president, Zapatero, which in English means shoemaker, has visited your country. His grandfather was a declared Freemason. As a member of the Brotherhood, also, he is leading this country to the financial and moral downfall. That's in Spain now. We are in a blind man country. People join up to one of the two parties of this false duality, of the false opposites, right and left, and obeys a mordant and critical materialism. I believe that we are in a situation worse than you. Here we have very few true Christians or people with a clear mind. And then he wrote, "May God help us." So we're going to pray for Spain today. And then this here came in from, I believe these people are from Oakland. And they are an elderly couple. And I just try to read this to you. Dear EAC, may the Lord continue to bless your ministry. And we're looking forward to another issue of the Dove. Too sad we haven't got one. And then they give a small donation. And they said wherever it is needed. Pastor Terrell and church family also pray for a financial blessing for us. We are moving into an elderly in an old apartment, and pray also for my wife. She has pain, and for my mother-in-law. We are senior citizens. Thank you. And this is Brother Samuel and Shirley from Oakland. I believe that Brother Samuel has been a pastor prior to this. I would say probably might be in their late 70s, early 80s. So let's come forward right now, those of you that would like to help us to pray, and we could have our prayer time. So Thomas, if you would pray for Thomas, for Samuel and Shirley Henry, and then Charles, if you would pray for Spain, and those are the requests we have. Any requests out there from the congregation? Y'all prayed up? No pain, no problems. All right, go ahead and Thomas.
Father God, thank you for this day, first of all, Lord, and thank you for our many blessings, Father. Thank you, Father, that you have dealt with us mightily and abundantly, Lord. So we want to thank you for that. And we want to praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the earth that you created, that is the environment for us to work in. And we thank you for that beautiful creation. And Lord, we want to lift up Samuel and Shirley to you. And we thank you, Father, for meeting their needs financially and for blessing them, Lord, as they walk with you, Lord, and also for helping their living arrangements, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the elderly in America, all of the elderly in America, that their Social Security and their retirement plans will increase for them, Lord, and instead of being cut back. And we just thank you, Father, for preserving the incomes for the elderly in America, Lord. We know that these politicians, they don't mind giving billions to their banker friends, but they at the same time, they don't mind robbing a little bit from the elderly. And so there it is. I thank you, Father, for protecting them. I also want to lift up my mother-in-law to you and her living situation, Lord, that your hand would be upon it, and that she would be able to stay where she is without any increases. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, we lift up this individual who's written to us from Spain. And you've heard the description that he gave of his country. He talks about blind men and false dualities, false opposites, and smoke and mirrors, left and right. And Father, when the framers of our Constitution were laying out things, they knew the situation that they had come out of. And even our Pledge of Allegiance says that united we stand, but divided we fall. And that is a biblical principle. Amen. Father, we thank you now that we have a godly person living in this country who is doing what they can to share the gospel, to spread the good news. So, Father, we thank you for that. Father, I just ask that give them grace and give them power, that in this time of it just seems very dark and grim, and Satan is just consolidating his grip upon Europe with the European Union and just everything that's going on over there. Father, let there be change in this person's life. And Father, also let them have the ability to change the lives of individuals around them, that they would, that the power of gospel, the gospel would just emanate from them. As Father, we can sit there and we can fight it in the flesh. And many, many good men have gone down over the years who have tried just to do that. It must be done in the spirit as well. That's not to mean that we don't lay down and physically and don't do anything, but Father, we know that just like when Daniel was living here on this earth and there was a spiritual battle that was raging in the skies over where he was living. And so Father, it's just as real today. And so Father, we just ask that you would just punch some holes through this armor that Satan has built over Spain. Yes. have some change in there, Father God. It's a dead country with Roman Catholicism that runs rampant through it. And Father, it needs the gospel. So Father, we just ask that we need a miracle. We need power. We need your Holy Ghost moving and flowing through them. So Father, we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here today and to pray as a church. And we want to thank you, Father God, the way you have blessed us this last week, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies of people sharing Christ with other people outside of ministry. And we thank you for that. And Father God, I want to lift up the oil prices to you today, Lord. As the world government people, they shoved up supernatural, actually, artificially, the stock market, and they are pressing up the oil prices, trying to destroy the financial markets and to fleece the little people. And Father God, we will ask here today that you will collapse the oil market. My Heavenly Father, you have the capacity to create such havoc in the oil market that the price will fall 50% in just a few days, Lord. And I pray that all the speculators, these ungodly men and women that have been speculating, will lose all their gain. They would stand there and saying, how come? Father God, just rip it away from them. And we thank you, Lord, as long as we are able to stand here on this earth and to preach the gospel, that you will help us, Father God, with the necessities of food and energy so that we should have enough that we can also invest in the gospel ministry. And we thank you for taking care of that now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who dare to believe what I said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.